But it's also been a tremendous policy failure. And it's been a policy failure because when you tell the auto industry, and they're doing what, you know, all industries do, that that's the thing that measures impact of on the environment, they ignore everything else. Cars are enormously dangerous for the environment to build. Heavy metals, tires. Tires are awful for the environment. They're literally crayons spreading up and down our streets. They're creating pollution as they go. And there are dozens or hundreds of different ways the production of cars and the paint that goes on them and the way they're manufactured and recycled and all of those other costs or impacts on our environment are lost if you just focus on miles per gallon. And so in one sense, yes, cars have gotten more efficient, but more efficient doesn't mean necessarily better for the environment or the sum gain of the impact on the environment. And this is where AI comes in. This is where I think what concerns me most. There is a strong inclination within the policy community. And I'm going to pick on Harvard just because I like them. Harvard has had a lot of problems with admissions. They have been seeing a lot, they've been in litigation for many years about the disparity between different ethnic groups and admissions. And I'm not going to weigh in on that particular argument. But the question was asked, why not use AI? Right? Why don't we just use AI to make the decision? Right? And so there's kind of two problems. First one is, what do you train the model on? Well, let's do it on historical Harvard admissions. Well, if you're trying to fix a problem by using examples of the problem, you're going to generate a model that just does the same thing. Right? So that's not going to work. You're going to have to correct that problem. But I think there's an even more fundamental problem with using AI that has human scale impacts. And that is, people will figure out how to make the model happy. So I don't know this for sure. So let's do a thought experiment. A thought experiment says, okay, we're going to create a model that's going to determine for every applicant to Harvard whether they get in. Okay? When we do that, somebody's going to sit there and it's going to look at that. And we're going to ask ourselves 2 years down the road, what's the most likely thing to get me into Harvard? Some people might say grades. Maybe some people might say being a legacy, having an income in the nine figures. It won't be. It'll be something banal like varsity tennis. Why varsity tennis? Why would that model be happy with varsity tennis? It would be happy with varsity tennis because it's predominantly white, it's predominantly in wealthy neighborhoods, and it's predominantly in the Northeast. Again, there are subtle ways that you can reproduce the same biases in AI. And there's a fundamental problem here that we as a society, we as a species have to figure out what's okay to use AI for. And I don't know the answer to the question because I think that's going to be the defining question for the next 50 or 100 years of life on this planet is what is okay for AI to do?